1110 WKQA and the Steve Batten Show. 425 now. The phone number here is 541-TALK. That's 541-8255. Joining me on the line is John Lott, an American economist, political commentator, and gun rights advocate. He is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, thanks for taking the time to talk to me this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Now, this Oregon shooting murder that took place yesterday, President Obama predictably came out and was all angry about guns. What do we have to do, John, to get people to understand it's not the gun, it's the nut job that pulled the trigger?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm going to disagree a little bit with the premise of what you're saying right there.
Okay.
I think it's important to recognize that guns do make it easier for bad things to happen. I mean, sure, people can use bombs and what have you, but guns do make it easier. The point is also, though, that guns make it easier to stop attacks,
right,
make it easier for people to protect themselves. And the big problem that you have when you try to go and ban guns, kind of the most extreme case there, is that, and it's true for other regulations too, is that it's mainly the law-abiding citizens who are likely to obey the law.
Right.
And to the extent that you disarm law-abiding citizens relative to criminals, you can make things worse. And that's exactly what we have happening in the case in Oregon. Here we have a gun-free zone.
Right.
You have honest, law-abiding permit holders obeyed the rules, and the killer, presumably, as explicitly done in many cases, assumes that this is a relatively safe place for him to go and kill a lot of people before someone is able to arrive on the scene with a gun. I mean, the shocking thing is that when you go, you know, just over the last year or so, you find a number of cases just recently where these killers explicitly talk about finding a venue where victims can't defend themselves,
right,
where others aren't going to be able to stop them, whether it be the Charleston church shooting. His original target was going to be Charleston College, but he turned it down because he's worried about armed security.
Mm-hmm.
We just found out over the summer with the release of a diary from James Holmes, the Batman movie theater shooter, that his original target was going to be Denver International Airport, but he was concerned there that all the security would stop him before he was able to kill as many people as he wanted to kill. And in that case also, there were 7 movie theaters within a 20-minute drive of his apartment. Only one of those movie theaters posted a sign banning permanent concealed handguns. He didn't go to any of the movie theaters that were right next to his house. He went to the only one that made it so that he was able to relatively confidently go around and shoot people without having to worry about someone firing back. And you have cases from last year, whether it be the Santa Barbara case or even international cases, such as the one in New Brunswick, Canada, where in that case, the killer's Facebook page was making fun of gun-free zones. He had one comic there where you had a killer and a victim was trying to get away and was stumbling and kind of half turned back towards the killer and said, but wait, guns are banned here. You're not allowed to have a gun. It's illegal for you to shoot me. And the killer there, while he's pointing his gun, apparently ready to shoot, says, he has a little bubble above his head showing what he's thinking, and he's thinking, what a moron.
Right.
Apparently right before he's going to shoot the guy. And, you know, the problem is you have these guys that are going to go and commit suicide. They want to commit suicide, but they want to do so in a way that's going to get them a lot of media attention. They know the more people they can kill, the more media attention that they're going to be able to get. And, you know, the problem is, again, you put a ban there, and who obeys it? It's the good law-abiding people who obey it, and it puts them at the mercy of this killer. And it just seems like at some point, not only the explicit comments from all these killers that go out and say they're choosing a target because they don't have to worry about somebody going and stopping them, to you know, just the rate at which it happens, at some point you have to say, geez, why aren't we talking about this more? It's only been in the last 6 months or so with some of the military-based shootings that this notion, you know, where we have in Chattanooga, I have a gun-free zone sign right in the middle of the door that's there, and people can't miss it on the TV, that it kind of forces people to begin to go and talk about these things. But, you know, you go to our website at crimeresearch.org, you can find the link for the rules there at the community college in Oregon. It's very explicit there. You take a water pistol, you take a BB gun, you take a firearm onto school property. If you're a student, you're going to get expelled. If you're a professor, you're going to get fired. And, you know, the notion that somehow, you know, this you're going to find another job someplace. I mean, you're not going to find an academic job. You're going to have to go into a completely different line of work. And if you're a student, let's say you're a 21-year-old permit holder and you're about to finish up with your BA or BS, you're going to have to recognize that you're never going to get a college degree in life. You're going to have to go through life then, at least if you're going to go to an American school, and I presume a lot in other countries, but I don't know as well, you're going to have to basically accept the fact that you're not going to get a university degree.
Now, John, even the security guard was unarmed. As I understand it, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, was armed only with a can of mace. Is that correct?
I don't know about the mace, but
the Oregon College
website, I have it up on our website about the security guard. They have three security officers. One's on duty at any time, I guess, and they're all disarmed. The former president of the university or the college, who was just president up until recently, Joe Olson, said that he had explicitly made the decision to keep the school a gun-free zone. He thought it was important to keep guns off the campus. But the problem is, again, you know, it's the only people he successfully kept off the campus with guns were the law-abiding people willing to obey the rules there.
Right. Now, John, what do you think of the idea? And by the way, he made a comment in that statement where he said they were afraid that they would disrupt their culture at the college if they allowed guns on the school grounds. What about the idea, John, which I am a supporter of having folks who are trained, perhaps folks with who have, you know, if they go through the concealed carry permit process, they're trained. What about folks who are professors or teachers or even students of a certain age who are trained and allowed to carry guns? Wouldn't that, if it were publicized, this is not a gun-free zone, would that not help deter some of this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's the whole point. And, you know, I don't, if you go again to our website at crimeresearch.org, you can see just within the last 5 years or so, a few dozen cases where citizens with permit concealed handguns have stopped these types of attacks. You know, I don't know how anyone can ignore this. You know, it's just too obvious that these cases occur. And the thing is, this isn't my claiming that these people would have stopped these attacks. You have it so that sheriffs or state's attorneys or others who are involved would make that quite explicit.
Absolutely. John, I want to thank you for your time. I have your website up on the Facebook page for the show, and I also would recommend folks subscribe. They can write an email, if I'm not incorrect here, info@crimeresearch.org. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right. John, thank you for your time this afternoon. You're the guy. You get it. You understand it. And I appreciate you sharing your expertise with us here.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. John Lott, again, it's the Crime Prevention Research Center. It's up on the Facebook page, easy to get to through stevebatton.com. That's Steve, BATTON.com.
The Steve Batten Show. Freedom, 1110, WKQA.